More migrants in sweltering conditions. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But in this case, tragedy was averted. Three migrants were found last week packed into a pair of toolboxes in the back of a pickup truck in searing heat.
Now, these three migrants were from Honduras. They were okay. The driver, who was a U.S. citizen, was arrested. This is in the El Paso sector, where in just that sector alone, over the last 7 days, the past week, they busted 25 different human smuggling operations, rescuing more than 170 migrants.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, nearly a week ago, dozens of migrants were found packed in a tractor trailer in extreme heat. 53 of them died. A legal victory for the White House at the southern border could result in another migrant surge. The Supreme Court says the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers can be abolished.
That might just give them even more motivation now, or even encourage them now to make, try to cross, cross the border into the United States. So we've got to keep a close eye on that, because there's thousands that are in those camps right now in Mexico along the border.
Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. It's been a tough weekend for air travelers. Flight delays have been staggering, more than 800 already delayed today. FlightAware also says more than 200 flights were scrapped. Staffing shortages are largely to blame. By tomorrow, the weather should get better off the coast of the Carolinas after Tropical Storm Colin brought wind and rain.
Another bit of a rainy day, certainly breezy, and definitely some rip currents. I suggest you stay out of the water. That said, all of the warnings and watches that we had there across the Carolina coastline, those are gone.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, some of Charleston's 4th of July festivities were canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A family of five in Minnesota is dead. Police say the bodies of the mother and her three young children were recovered from a lake outside Minneapolis. The children's shoes were discovered on the shore. The body of the father was found at another location.
Our goal was to find the children and the mother and to return them to their families, and we're glad that we were able to do that.
Ramsey County Undersheriff Mike Martin. A little boy in New York City died yesterday after falling from a balcony.
The NYPD says the investigation is ongoing as to how the toddler fell from the 29th floor of the Harlem high-rise in New York City Saturday morning. Witnesses say the boy landed on scaffolding below near the third floor and was rushed to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. It's unclear if window guards, which are required if a child under 10 lives there, were installed in the unit where the boy fell from. Investigators say at least two adults were home in the apartment at the time of the incident. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Driving too fast on a Utah highway is apparently what caused the crash of a tractor trailer and the accidental release of 25 million bees. Fox 13 in Salt Lake City says several people were stung. The NASCAR Cup Series makes a stop in Wisconsin this weekend.
Chase Elliott is the defending champion at Road America. 1 year ago, Elliott set a series record by winning from the worst ever starting position on a road course. He took the green flag in 34th position. In fact, Elliott has won 7 of the last 16 road course races in the Cup Series. Elliott's victory last week at Nashville solidified his hold on the top spot in the point standings. He leads Ross Chastain by 30 points. Joey Logano is third, 52 points off the pace. Hendrick Motorsports has won 9 of the last 13 Cup Series races on road courses. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.